According to the best demographic collectors today, the World Christian Encyclopedia, of the 2.1 billion Christians in the world today, probably half of them are Pentecostals and Charismatics. The 20th century was really quite a remarkable thing in that this genre of religion, which is both a theology and a worship style, is just exploding all over the world. I've lived in India for 3 years on Fulbright appointments and have traveled extensively in Asia and Africa. In many places in the world today, the cutting edge of Christianity is this particular form.
And what's driving that?
Well, what's driving it is that it is a theology that in this country after World War II was very acceptable and influential among upwardly mobile middle-class people and aspiring middle-class people. That is what much of the Third World is today, as people who are emerging into modern society. And so Christianity is just booming among these new middle class and aspiring middle class people around the world.
It seems that there's been sort of a shift in previous years, say 80 years ago, pre-Scopes trial. Some of the more evangelical church movements sort of kept themselves apart and tried to distance themselves from politics and from the greater community, and yet now seem to want to have a hand in shaping a lot of public life and political life.
It is true that fundamentalists and groups like the Pentecostals prior to World War II more or less operated as separated, alienated, tending to their own business, building churches. But many times observers made the mistaken assumption that they just weren't there, that they had vanished. So when the religious right became politicized in the 1970s, I had an awful lot of media people call me and say, well, where did these people come from? And the answer is, well, they've always been there. It's just that there are a series of things have happened that have politicized them, and they have felt empowered and that their voices were significant again.
I imagine a new sense of empowerment now with a president who is very open about his Christianity and is pushing the envelope on many fronts, including the Supreme Court, nominees and such.
Well, I think that's true, although this movement of the empowerment of conservative religious bodies is now pretty old. I would say it begins in the 1970s. I mean, the first real surge was with Jimmy Carter, and many people felt that this gave them the opportunity to have a Christian voice in the White House. Most of them were deeply disappointed with Carter. And then the person who really solidifies this alliance is Ronald Reagan. And he did it in a number of symbolic ways by openly associating with the emerging religious right coalitions. So in lots of ways, George W. Bush is not the beginning, but the culmination of an alliance that's been building for 25 years.
So if President Bush is the culmination, does that mean that you see a pendulum shifting and that there may be some backlash to religion in politics or public life?
Well, I have to tell you, I think religion is always in public life. And the fact that religious conservatives have been so outspoken in recent years is decried by a lot of liberal religious people who have been very outspoken about political issues for a long time. So it's not as if there's we go through periods when religious spokesmen don't say anything about religion. It's a question of which community is speaking and on what side they're speaking. I think the influence of conservative religious groups on American politics probably is diminishing, simply because it's not nearly as unified a voice or unified a movement as it was 20 years ago. It may be that you'll find a new kind of diminishing of direct conservative religious voice in politics.
Is there someone that you see on the forefront that maybe will be that voice that unifies the conservative religious movement coming up?
No, I don't see that. I think that the 1980s were a pretty artificial time when there was a kind of a freewheeling, very broad coalition of evangelicals, fundamentalists, charismatics. And I think that American conservative religion is much more dispersed at this point. People are tending to their own business. Some of them are political and some of them are pretty apolitical. So I don't foresee in the near future a kind of coalition that would parallel, say, Pat Robertson's early efforts at forming a Christian coalition.